WCHL, time now for trivia, and he is once again, and nothing's changed, Freddie Kiger.
I am.
Yeah, I'm Ron Stutz.
Always you are.
Proud to welcome you into the door.
Stutz and Kiger.
Yeah.
Crosby, Stills, Nash, Stutz and Kiger.
Miro,
Lynch, Pierce, Sacco, and Vanzetti.
Typical new and Tyler, too.
Yes.
All right. Well, hey, what kind of question do you
get? Well, since we're getting close to school, coming back, and, you know, if you get that pit in the or that feeling in the pit of your stomach when you realize your summer's gone, you got to go back to school.
I know, man. I can recall that really clearly. I don't recall many things really clearly from back when I was in school, but I do remember that feeling.
Yeah. Well, to fertilize the mind and prepare you, we got a literary character question today.
Fertilizing being the key word here.
Literary characters.
Okay.
All right. Here we go, folks. For all you folks who like to read out there, particularly the classics, name the Charles Dickens work in which evil, hypocritical Uriah Heep appeared.
Ah, I'm hearing rock and roll in my
head. I knew you were going to do that, but name the Charles Dickens work in which evil, hypocritical Uriah Heep appeared.
Okay. Early in the morning, you can wake up with WCHL and everything you need to know about what's happening in our local community. Hi, this is Ron Stutz. I'm your host for 3 hours a day, 6 to 9 a.m., Monday through Friday on WCHL. All your local news and sports, including exclusive coverage of Carolina and the local high schools. Traffic and weather together. The inimitable Nikki Morse, Art Chansky, Wayne Pond, Freddie Kiger, D.G. Martin. And at the top and bottom of the hour, it's CBS News. Hometown heroes, commentaries, and more on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, WCHL.
You're
asking for the name of a Charles Dickens work.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to say
Uriah Heep.
Yeah. Great Expectations.
That's a good guess, but no.
That's about the only one I can name. What?
David Copperfield.
Oh, okay.
Wait, did Dickens even write Great Expectations?
I thought so.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was thinking Silas Marner. Yeah. David Copperfield.
Okay.
Not the magician, but David Copperfield, motivated by greed, Uriah Heep is the classic yes man.
Mm-hmm.
And there are those who believe that the character's mannerisms and physical attributes that were included by Dickens were based on Hans Christian Andersen, whom Dickens met shortly before beginning to write the novel.
Wow.
That's kind of interesting.
Could be, yeah.
And, of course, Hans Christian Andersen wrote so many of the children's stories.
Mm-hmm.
Dickens finished the work David Copperfield around 1849-1850. It is a classic.
And then from that,
Uriah Heep
played a little rock and roll.
Yes, they did.
And they got a good name out of that.
Yes, they did. But I don't think they were yes men.
No, I don't think so either. Well, hey, thanks.
You're welcome.